We often believe our limitations come from a lack of talent, resources, or even opportunities. In reality, our potential is infinite. It's the interference between who we are and who we could be that holds us back. We've seen all types of people with less experience, fewer resources, and smaller networks outperform others. And the difference isn't capability. It's clarity, it's balance, harmony, it's focus, it's a definiteness of purpose, but it's most definitely the absence or the ability to shorten the distance of resistance of interference. Interference, it will distort our signal, it will weaken our signal, it will also squeeze the spectrum of that signal. And when we move what's in our way, our natural potential expresses itself without resistance. The definition of genius is the expression of God. And once again, if anybody would like the exercises, guides, in my book, it's david@dmeltzer.com. The first lesson I want to discuss in The Greatest Inference to Our Potential is entitlement. It's the illusion of arrival that interferes with what we want or better. Entitlement creates a false sense of completion that allows our growth and that completion slows our growth and weakens our hunger. When we believe we've earned enough and are separate from, we stop earning what's next. We stop learning what's next. We hit a milestone and assume that momentum from that milestone is what will carry us forward, but it's not. It's not. It's the learning. It's the values, practices, and execution of those values and practices that only allow us to see results decline because our efforts and focus no longer match our intention. We stop doing, thinking, feeling, saying, and believing what we want in alignment with where we want to be, or we change the relativity of our past. We change the meaning of our past out of alignment with where we want to be or better. Past performance is not equity. It's rent. I'm going to repeat that. Our past performance is not equity. It's rent. And it's a due every single day, that rent. With the daily activities, the daily practices, with the expression of our values and the execution of those, gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration replaces entitlement and keeps us aligned with the divine and in a state of continuous growth, which will accelerate, aggregate, compound exponentially in a divine direction as long as our past is aligned as well. And part of that past performance is knowing that it's not equity, it's rent, and it's due every day. We need to practice gratitude every day to find the light, the love, and the lesson. We need to practice forgiveness every day to give us that ease, to elevate our awareness to the dis-ease. We need to practice accountability to learn so we can earn. What do we learn from being responsible? What do we learn from attracting this to ourselves? What do we learn from participating in the perception of the illusion of an outcome that we desire or better, of the illusion of arrival? We need to recommit to the earning and the learning every single day as our outcomes become what they are supposed to be, even if they don't illustrate where we're going to be next. We need to recommit to the learning and the earning our outcomes every day. We need to identify where we may be relying in the relativity of past wins instead of present definiteness of purpose and action. It's one thing to align the meaning of the past, the failures, the setbacks, the mistakes, the defining moments, historical relevances, but when we start to identify with them, it has an equal interference as giving the wrong punishing meaning when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where we're not going to be, not just where we are going to be or better. If you would like the 5 daily practices so that you can learn and earn and pay your rent every day, it's david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you the 5 daily practices. I'll send you the exercises on how to pay the rent. Entitlement is the illusion of arrival. It will accelerate you in the wrong direction. The relativity of the past is not just on the failures of successes. I mean, failures, mistakes, defining moments, but it's also the successes that we've had. The second lesson is discipline versus devotion, closing the gap between knowing and becoming. Close that gap between knowing and becoming, because without discipline put into the intentional divine direction, which becomes devotional, what we know never turns into the results that we desire or better. Inconsistency of attention, inconsistency of intention, of what we do say, think, feel, and believe, breaks the inspiration, the intuition, the intelligence that's infinite in nature, that is defined as momentum, and weakens us. It weakens our identity. It weakens our divine direction. It weakens our intention. We know the actions that move the needle, but we only execute when we feel like it. You see, we can seek help and get the mentorship, find people who sit in a position that you want to be in. We could find teachers to teach us to take those steps to get us from A to B. We could also find coaches to bring the best out of us. But no matter what, we are not moving the needle if we don't execute, because going from A to B is a private lesson between you and your God. If we only execute when we feel like it, leading us to missed options, opportunities and touches of favor, defining it as punishment, not progress, promotion, protection, and love. And that stalled progress is created by the interference that we create without being disciplined in devotion, in the divine direction. You see, you can be disciplined. You can go to work every day and get so busy working, you forget. For the sake of what are you working? So you get so busy working, you forget to make money. You get so busy working, you forget to spend time with your family. You get so busy working, you forget to take care of yourself and your health. We need to define the non-negotiable behaviors to hedge the uncertainty and circumstances of the day. Give yourself 12 hours of non-negotiable behavior, including that behavior, sleep and family and health, finance, fitness, and faith, study of time and study of relativity for the efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success. That will create the discipline in the divine direction, better known as devotion. Use and be a student of the calendar. Study your sleep. Study the time that you're going to sleep. Study your unwinding routine. I've had a sleep coach, mentor, and teacher for over 18 years to help guide me in understanding and studying time, paying attention and giving attention to my sleep, to my health, to my family, my finance, my faith, to study time, study your calendar so that you can study the relativity of it, the meaning of it, to be devotional in your time. Protect that. And then with the other 12 hours, just learn to prioritize. Prioritize the planned and the unplanned, the paid for and the unpaid for. Utilize your time and prioritization of what's important to you by those five daily practices of knowing what you want, who you can help, who could help you, and how best to get what you want in a divine devotional behavior each and every day according to the circumstances. Build a self-reputation. Build a self-reputation through repetition. Build a self-reputation through repetition until the right actions become part of your subconscious and even your unconscious competency or quantum being. It will become automatic. 80% of what's going on in your subconscious is interfering with your divine direction. We have to replace those subconscious and unconscious energies with those that are aligned in the divine so that you are working from a position of devotion, utilizing discipline in a devotional manner with a definiteness of purpose by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, aligned with where you want to be or better, and allowing the relativity of that, of the past, to align with it as well. The past successes, as I mentioned previously, failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances as well. Discipline versus devotion. Close the gap between knowing and becoming. If you would like the exercises and the guides, especially to be a student of your calendar, it will change your life. It will shorten the distance of resistance. If you would like the exercise to be a student of your calendar, David at dmeltzer.com is previously indicated. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Send you a student of the calendar guide and exercise. David at dmeltzer.com. The third lesson that we are going to share after 28 years of Friday trainings without missing a week, by the way, that's devotion, is the understanding of vision over these circumstances, holding to a standard of non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors. When we allow the guarantee of circumstances within the guarantee of the 24 hours that God guarantees us, except for the last day of our life, he will cheat us. When we allow the circumstances to dictate our intention, to dictate what we do, say, think, feel, believe, and actions, when we allow those circumstances to dictate our actions, we lose the consistency, the persistency, and the pursuit of our divine direction. We lose it, and we get a zeroing effect. So when we are devotional in our intention, we allow the exponentiality, the aggregation, acceleration. So if X is the activity and we do it every single day or in a every week, month, or year, according to the type of activity it is, we get X to the zero to start. That's one. Then it goes to X to the one. Then it goes X to the two, X to the three, X to the four, X to the five. If we miss and we double down on that miss, it becomes what? X to the zero. So we're going to go back to what our new one is. X to the zero is one. There is a mathematical equation to the exponentiality and acceleration and aggregation of outcomes in your life when you understand your vision over the circumstances of the day, and we hold ourselves to that standard by never doubling down on the losses. Will exceptions occur? Absolutely. I have a minimum of 7 hours a day that I dedicate unconditionally, non-negotiably to sleep. But when my mom was sick and I got a call at 2 a.m, I missed that day. I did not get my minimum of 7 hours of sleep, but I made it a super priority the next day to make sure via my unwinding routine, put my mind, body, soul in a position to recover and access that information to elevate my awareness, to make me my best self, because I know that recovery is directly related to performance and access and awareness is directly related to performance. There's nothing better than we can have than great recovery and great access to the answers, to the ease, to identify what's interfering with our potential, with our God, what's interfering with or creating dis-ease in our life. That's what we were talking about earlier with Dr. Sun. When we understand the bigger picture, the hypnotic rhythm, the vision over circumstances, and hold ourselves to that standard, we will be blessed with the recovery and access. If you'd like the recovery and access guide, just email me, David@dmeltzer.com. The fourth lesson today, in the greatest interference to our potential, responsibility over self-pity, accountability, responsibility, attraction, participation over self-pity. Reclaim the infinite. We need to reclaim the infinite amount of intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that we are allowed. Yes, our body can only withstand so much of it. Our mind, our brain can only withstand so much of it. But most people aren't even getting 10% of it. That's why when I have professional athletes come and shadow me for a day and show up at 4 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m., by 3 p.m., they're exhausted, if not sleeping, in the backseat of my car. It's not because their body can't handle more energy than mine. It's because they're interfering with it all day long. And they feel as if they're exhausted because they've been interfering with that energy. They're not getting enough energy. They're starving themselves. The same way, if they haven't eaten in 10 days, I could be a better performer than them, even though my body is older, slower, shorter, you know, fatter, whatever I am compared to guys like Dwayne Wade and others in the world who could easily outdo me in a short spurt of time, energy-wise. Now, we have a different basement when it talks about intelligence, intuition, even inspiration. But I'm utilizing and accessing more energy than most people. That's how I have so much energy. It's only limited by the human embodiment or experience. So I am still, although not as in good a shape as most of those professional athletes, if not all of them, I'm getting more energy and I'm still not to my capacity. Only in the short term do I see or witness the limitations of the body to what I can withstand, because I can, in short spurts of time, access more energy, but it's just going to, in the long run, interfere with my potential. See, understanding the ego and self-pity, for example, the interference of the ego is built, what, originally to protect the body. So if a dinosaur is cruising by my cave, the ego evokes a reaction to protect my body. Then it moved as we evolved to protect our mind. So if somebody is mean to me, I protect my mind, my thoughts with the need to be right or offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried, stuff like that. But now it's even worse because it's evolved this ego-based self-pity, this less-than attitude. It's evolved to protect an illusion as well. This is what I want people to think I am, this perception of my identity, and a perception that's not realistic, which is exacerbated and amplified by social media. This ego-based response to protect the body, the mind, and now this perception, our energy is interfered with, and it makes us feel as if we're drained, and it keeps us focused on the problem instead of the solutions. You see, every problem already has a solution in it. It's just a lapse of time until you find the resolution, the resolution that already existed in the problem. When we ask ourselves, not that what the problem is, but why are we letting this problem bother us? Or what are we doing? Why can't we handle this problem? This is how we shift our paradigm over self-pity and we claim the infinite. When we focus on what's unfair instead of what we can control, we will delay or interfere with our progress. We'll delay the acceleration, the aggregation, and the compounding. And what we are doing is reinforcing that limitation. We need to remember, and reconnect with our source, the infinite source that has more than enough of everything for everyone: intelligence, intuition, inspiration, energy, etc. Entitlement versus accountability. Accountability equals empowerment. What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception? And most importantly, through gratitude, forgiveness, and that accountability, what am I supposed to learn from it and earn from it? Let me pay the rent of my past, because pain is inevitable. Purpose is not greater than the pain. You're going to quit. Pain is inevitable. And if your purpose isn't greater than your pain, you are going to quit. But the suffering, what bothers you, is definitely optional. Ask ourselves, how can I shorten the distance, the lapse of time, the interference between the problem and the solution that already exists? How do I find the resolution? Why am I allowing this to bother me? What do I have the power to do, to say, to think, to feel, and believe? There's so many reset tools out there. I use one, which I can send you, canceling out any negativity, clearing my mind of any repetitive negativity, and connecting and utilizing energy and light in order to facilitate the earning and learning to pay the rent. If you would like that cancel, clear, and connect exercise, which is included in my book, I'm happy to send that to you. David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. I'll sign the book. I'll send it to you, pay for shipping and the book. Not a problem. We need to understand the concept of replacement and supplementary synergistic utilization to replace the negativity with solution-oriented intention, solution-resolution-oriented thinking. When we take the ownership through gratitude to find the light, the love, and the lessons, through the forgiveness to put us at ease, through the accountability of taking ownership of all evidence, evidence that's not there, evidence that's contrary to where we want to be, and evidence of the past that we're already there. Regardless of the circumstances, we are actually utilizing accountability over the ego. and we reclaim the infinite by doing so. Once again, if you would like to cancel clear and connect exercises or my book that explains it, david@dmeltzer.com. The fifth lesson of the greatest interference to our potential is to understand procrastination, to understand feeling overwhelmed that creates the lack of engagement and complacency and apathy that is killing our productivity, our accessibility, and our gratitude. We need to sustain that clear connection, continue to dissipate and dissolve the dis-ease, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional dis-ease that we have created genetically, energetically, and through our own daily activities, our own daily behaviors, our own daily practices, sustaining our success by avoiding procrastination, avoiding feeling overwhelmed. Those are the two things that kill entrepreneurship. Those people that procrastinate and feel overwhelmed are interfering with our potential. There's no doubt. They're interfering with their God or our God, whatever they believe in or we believe in. It is the feeling of being overwhelmed and procrastination that creates stagnation, sticking into a comfort zone, exiting the learning zone, because maybe we are stuck in an anxiety zone, but the comfort of success can quietly erode our performance as much as the uncomfortability of anxiety. Both have constrictive responses to us. It has constrictive, losing the word, it would have a constrictive outcome for us when you're in a comfort zone or you're in the anxiety zone. We got to stay in the earning zone, the learning zone, so we could pay the rent every day. We achieve these levels of success, which are actually levels of expansion, where our comfort zone through behaviors becomes the size of our learning zone, and our learning zone through behaviors becomes the size of our anxiety zone, instead of the constrictive nature of staying in the comfort zone or staying in the anxiety zone, which can constrict us down to not even being able to get out of bed, having nervous breakdowns, or even worse, unfortunately, suicide. Allowing others to surpass us over time because we have procrastinated and we're feeling overwhelmed, this is how we interfere with our potential. When we hit our milestones, we need to know what to do now and know what to do next. Because if you know what to do now, 100% of the things you do now get done. If you know what to do next, 100% of the things you do next get done. If you continually are prioritizing according to what's important to you, not just the non-negotiables, but according to you each and every day, when we are learning and earning, when each and every day you take the circumstances at hand and ask ourselves, what is it I want today according to these circumstances? Who can I help? Who can help me? And how best can I get it done? Now I'm going to pre-prioritize, reprioritize, post-prioritize so that I'm not feeling overwhelmed and I'm not procrastinating. I'm avoiding the complacency and the constrictive nature of the anxiety zone and the comfort zone. I'm living in the earning zone, the learning zone. It is so difficult to stay focused and intentional in the process, the journey. It's cliche to a point, but there's a reason that things are cliche, because they're true. They've been time-tested. They're repetitive and annoying, but they become cliches because they actually work. But yet the simple things to do are simple not to do, to do it now and do it next. Knowing 100% of the things you do now, do next, it is also the antidote to avoiding the complacency that's killing our businesses, the apathy that's killing our businesses, the number of people that are not engaged in what we're doing. They're not living within the context of a definiteness of purpose because they can't stay focused on the process instead of the outcomes. We want to utilize prioritization as the antidote to complacency, the antidote to feeling overwhelmed, the antidote to procrastination. We must stay in the learning zone, the earning zone, to pay the rent every day and continuously be curious and challenge ourselves to be better. Whatever percentage of better it is, as long as you're better, it will accelerate, aggregate, and compound, as mentioned in the previous lessons. If you would like the comfort zone exercise, which is also included in my book, david@dmeltzer.com, david means beloved. That D, first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Let me give you for free. Sign it. Send it to you. Pay for shipping and the book. Or just send you the exercises via email or the ebook, david@themeltzer.com. The final lesson today for the greatest interference to our potential is understanding the AAA strategy. Alignment, action, and adjustment. Building an interference system, an interference identification system to help us free ourselves, dissipate, dissolve, and even disappear the dis-ease that is between us and the mental, spiritual, emotional, infinite, the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that exists. Utilize the AAA strategies to build this new interference system. All interference, all disease comes from misalignment. When we are aligned with the infinite, we will utilize the infinite in our capacity, understanding our limitations of the human experience, of the embodiment of our mind and body, and accessing our soul. We act with clarity, balance, and harmony with devotional discipline and intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. When we act out of, when we are intentional out of this alignment, when we do say, think, feel, and believe in interfering behavior, we will also then have to seek some sort of validation. As mentioned previously, as the ego has evolved from the body to the mind to the perceived identity, we will seek more and more validation and have reactions to the fear that is created by that. And when we react to these circumstances of the body, the mind, and the perceived identity, we lose the infinite. We interfere with the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that we are part and parcel to. Understanding the duality of consciousness, where we can either witness as a separate in the whole, or we can be a part of the whole. The best analogy that I use, and I'd love to give the exercise of witness of consciousness, is when we watch TV, and if we're immersed into the program, we are one with that consciousness. And then when the commercial comes on, we are witnessing that consciousness. And then we realize there's 1,000 other consciousnesses going on, but all of it is part of one collective consciousness. The other 999 channels are still going and they're still programming, but you are witnessing that consciousness. And the same holds true as we have our own separate consciousness that we could participate in and witness, but also in a revelation of the collective consciousness in which we impact and are part of and can utilize salvation in. When we stay aligned through the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, we get alignment with where we want to be or better, we take action and we prepare for adjustment because we know that when we come up with this well-developed plan, it's guaranteed way for God to laugh at us. And so the AAA strategy keeps us aligned in the divine direction, as well as keeps us in the relativity of that divine direction, meaning that we're giving the meaning of our past successes, as mentioned, and failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, and historical relevances, again, in alignment to utilizing the AAA strategy through us to the collective consciousness, the infinite that we have. When we stay aligned, we execute on the values and daily practices with comfortability, confidence, and devotional consistency. We don't need more potential. Potential is infinite. We need less interference. This is the crux of the entire training. But we don't need more potential. We need less interference. And it is the AAA strategy, the alignment, action, and adjustment that removes the lapse of time and shortens the distance of resistance that unlocks the infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that we are part and parcel to in the collective consciousness, limited by our own conscious, limited by the human experience, limited by our own mind and body, even though we carry an infinite soul. Well, we can create clarity, balance, focus, and harmony of knowing what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how to get it done and prioritize accordingly, as mentioned in lesson 5. We must add on to why it matters for the sake of what. As we build devotional behavior with disciplines and we commit to non-negotiable behaviors and get better at prioritization of the negotiable circumstances, circumstantial behavior, we will increase and elevate awareness, which what? It decreases our interference because it allows us to identify the disease to put us even further in ease, which allows us to access the infinite at a greater capacity, utilizing our capacity of our own body, mind, and perceived identity. This is all strengthened with wisdom, but it's solidified with faith. When we focus on the effort and detach from the outcomes, when we haven't any clue on how we're going to become what we want to become or get to where we want to be or better, when the evidence in our life each and every day is not indicative of where we want to be or better, or it's actually contrary to where we want to be or better, we realize it's not just the wisdom of these six lessons that we taught today, but it's the faith that there's something bigger than us that loves us more than our mom that's going to get us there, shorten that distance, the lapse of time between the problem and the solution, and create more resolution, dissipating, dissolving, and disappearing the dis-ease, the interference between us and the infinite, the greatest interference to our potential. You're looking at he or she in the mirror. What is it that you're doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in alignment with where you want to be or better, or interfering with it? Categorize each and every day the alignment of your values, daily practices, and execution on it. Categorize the behaviors that you have of what you do, say, think, feel, and believe by, is this aligned with where I want to be or better, or is this interfering with it? Utilize the AAA strategy in order to get you to where you want to get to or better. Utilize wisdom and faith to shorten that distance of resistance. Stay in the learning and earning. Pay the rent every day. Shift your paradigm today. Figure out not how you're going to get to where you want to be or why is this bothering me, but what am I doing to interfere with it? Why is this bothering me? What do I have to do to get to where I want to be? Say, believe, think, and feel. Don't be entitled. Get out of the illusion of arrival. Be a learner, an earner, and pay the rent every day. Stay disciplined and devotional in closing the gap between knowing and becoming. Utilize the vision over circumstances. Hold yourself to a standard of non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors. Stay accountable, be responsible, participate in attraction and perception by identifying what you're doing to interfere with it. Reclaim the infinite energy. Reclaim the infinite inspiration, intelligence, and intuition that you have. Utilize the concentric circles. Stay in the learning zone, in the hearing zone. Get out of the comfort zone, in the anxiety zone. Avoid apathy, complacency. Sustain your success. And most important, stay aligned with the divine. Utilize the AAA strategy. If you like that AAA strategy, by the way, you got it. David@dmeltzer.com. When we understand interference isn't enough, when we remove it, is what changes our results. We need to remove what changes our results. Consistent alignment creates consistent performance through recovery access of information to elevate our awareness, to identify the disease, the interference between us and the infinite, the greatest interference of our potential. What are we doing to interfere with it? When we operate without entitlement, with devotion, anchored in vision, grounded in accountability, and free from apathy and complacency, we execute at a higher level without forcing what already exists. We don't need more time. We don't need more resources. We definitely don't need more validation. We need less interference. Alignment allows us to access what's already within us. Use the witness of the conscious, and the collective conscious to become what you desire. Look in the mirror and realize the greatest interference to our potential lies within. You cannot find outside of you what you won't seek or find inside of you. Remember, most importantly, we've been doing this for over 28 years as of October 11th, 28 years ago. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. And do good deeds.